degrees, 1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. We've got the WGCH National News Report on the hour at 8. I'll be back with our top local stories, 8:05. Then at 8:21 this morning, it's our monthly Greenwich Real Estate Report with the Greenwich Association of Realtors, Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe, and 2020 President of GAR, John McAtee. WGCH, New Center Time, 7:52. Third Thursday of the month means State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich. And Senator, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm well. How are you?
All right. And what's your reaction to the governor's announcement about tolls, saying that tolling trucks, it's off the table?
Yeah. Well, it's a sad day for Connecticut because we had last spring a very strong, bold, and fiscally responsible solution to our infrastructure crisis on the table. It was a bill that came out of the Transportation Committee, which I'm vice chair, and it was a comprehensive solution. And unfortunately, our leaders watered it down over the year and to the point where it was literally almost nothing. And then and both houses refused to vote on it. So the writing was on the wall last spring. If our leaders wanted to pass tolls and wanted to do so in a truly responsible way, they would have voted on it last spring. And I kept calling for a vote in the Senate, and our Senate president refused. So that's unfortunate because we elect leaders to lead, not to kick the can down the road, but that's exactly what's happened. They've kicked the can down the road.
Is there a possibility that, let's say, if those who support tolls say, listen, the money's not there, if things turn out badly, let's say, we'll call it that, then could that be the impetus to bring tolling back next year?
Well, in theory, we can bring any idea back into the legislature. So that's actually what I have been calling for a while, is let's abandon this. The process was so mishandled. And the result, the weaker and weaker and weaker version of the toll bills was so pathetic, really, that we should abandon that process and that result altogether, and we should start over, and we should have the courage to actually pass the bold, comprehensive, and fiscally responsible plan that we started with last year. So that, which would be tolling on all vehicles on our four federal highways, and do what we need to do to actually fix this problem instead of, pointing fingers and laying blame and using all sorts of distractions and accusations to distract us from the real problem and the real solution. So, yeah, I think I'm glad it was scrapped. I wasn't going to vote for this version anyway, and I said that publicly. And we need to start over and go back to the original plan.
All right, we'll talk about a couple other issues that came up last session, didn't get passed. I mean, for example, we spoke about it with CBIA half an hour ago about marijuana legalization. Where is that going? Because we were talking in terms of the impact on the workplace and employers' concerns, but what's going to happen with that?
Yeah, first of all, I'm opposed to legalizing marijuana, and I've said that publicly and consistently. So I'm distressed that seems to be a priority for the Senate Democrats. They've said so publicly, and it's on the agenda, and it's coming through the Judiciary Committee. Again, I'm vice chair of Judiciary, so I'll be sitting through that hearing. The rationalization that I've heard so far is, well, we have to legalize it because everybody else around it is legalizing it, and by legalizing it, we'll have a better handle on regulating the safety of the product. And I guess those are sort of arguments, but to me those arguments do not come anywhere close to convincing me that putting a highly dangerous substance, normalizing it and allowing it to be in the hands of young people whose brains are developing, who are definitely going to be impacted, who already are impacted negatively from it, and when we don't have the technology, we don't have the science to really be able to regulate it. It's not detectable. We can't pull people over. The police can't pull people over if they're driving, as they do when they're driving intoxicated, and test them for THC levels. So they're really, we don't have the mechanisms to enforce it, and I'm deeply concerned, and I don't think the risks to our the health of our youth and the costs of trying to enforce it are worth the few million dollars that we might get in revenue. I think we have other sources, positive sources, for deriving revenue from the state, and also we have should have ways of cutting expenses. We should not resort to legalizing marijuana.
Would one of those revenue sources be sports gambling? Is that coming up again this session?
That has been on the agenda, yes. As I understand it, it's a complicated situation because the Native American tribes in the northeastern part of the state have a contract with the state that that they interpret as being that they control any kind of gambling in the state, including sports betting. So I know that there are ongoing negotiations with them to see if they can come to some sort of agreement. So that's not something that we can just legislate. There has to be there are legal negotiations going on right now. So so I know that that is another item that the Senate Democrats has made a priority.
All right, then
we'll see if that comes up.
And then finally, your committee assignments stayed the same as they were your first term in office, or first year in office. Is that correct?
Yes. So I am chair of the Banking Committee, vice chair of Judiciary, vice chair of Transportation, and as chair of the Banking Committee, I am bringing back my infrastructure bank bill, and it is stronger and better than ever, and this is what we need. So everybody's focused on tolls, but there's literally the federal government has a $100 million grant, which is free money, not a loan, $100 million grant, waiting for any state that establishes an infrastructure bank, which I have been trying to do for over a year. So we could get $100 million in money overnight from the federal government, and we could use that to start fixing our infrastructure with a with the infrastructure bank that would do it professionally at the lowest cost, best quality. We would not have to have all of the bureaucracy and the heavy expenses of the Department of Transportation. We could start fixing things tomorrow. If we had the political will to do what so many other states have done and establish an infrastructure bank.
All right, Senator Bergstein, we'll let you go right there. Thanks very much for your time this morning. We'll talk to you next month.
Thank you, Tony. Take care.
Bye. State Senator Alexandra Bergstein of Greenwich joins us the third Thursday of each month. And next week will be State Representative Harry Arora. WGCH Center time is 7:59.